I'm setting this up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. This is setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. We expect to hear account of Shep's drowning. This Channel 1, the beginning of new tape, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. The temperature down to 15 has been for two or three days.
Right there, as if you'd never been away.
I don't think it ever moves.
No. Cold weather or hot. Leave, I'll close this door, though.
Okay.
Have us a little something hot here. Instead of cold this morning.
Oh, Miss Molly had the most beautiful flowers. Oh. Mr. Fred Wood was there, little Fred.
I'm sure they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They thought a lot of him.
Oh, yes. The government sure put some of your nuts.
Oh, the government did it.
See, he was in the arm.
Mm-hmm. But you know, that day, that was it, the day, the morning after it happened, Miss Daisy, I was down there. I remember our afternoon, and you couldn't find out what happened. I remember.
About Shep.
Uh-huh.
He drowned.
But that day, you nobody seemed to know just exactly.
That's right. I think that was it.
At first.
That's right. At first. You couldn't get no sense into it first. But the next day.
Well, you didn't know at first just how, if he was even by himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. He was by himself out there fishing. And they say he wasn't far from the shore. But he went into a bunch of bonnets. Thick bonnets.
How did, when you first heard it,
so what did,
when you first heard about it, they just knew that he had drowned.
Drowned. Well, you see, I just heard that.
Uh-huh.
He was drowned. Let me see who told me. I forgot now who it was coming at me. Did you know Shep got drowned? I told him no.
You don't remember who it was that told you?
No. I sure don't. I don't remember who it was. I don't know what it was. I said, who? But somebody just come and said that. Well, now I said, well, how it happened? They said, we ain't found out yet. So that next day, that's when I found out just how it was. No, that evening, many come to the house. His aunt, she come to the house.
Many came to your house?
Yes.
I didn't
came
know.
Came to Doris's house.
I didn't know who many was.
So you didn't?
No.
Well, that was his aunt. That's his father's sister. So she was telling us about, she was telling me she was so tired. And she said, you know, we went out there where a ship was grounded. And I said, well, Minnie, how did it happen? She said a stick broke. And it must have just fell out the boat. She said, Miss Daisy, he wasn't far from the shore. I said, you know, it was kind of surprising. I said, no ship could swim. She said, yes, and said, but where he was at, he couldn't swim. So he didn't have a chance. So he went down in a bunch of bonnets. Well, they just trapped him, you see, down there. And she said, right where he went down at, it was believed, according to where the boat was, that's where he stayed. He never did come up or nothing. When they got him, she said they got him out of the mud. He was down in the mud. Ooh, look like to me that's an awful death.
But Miss Minnie told you that night.
That night.
But
yes.
When I saw you, you hadn't.
I hadn't heard all that.
And Doris didn't know.
No, she didn't know. Didn't none of us know till that night when Minnie come over there. And she was on her way home, and she stopped by then and told us. There was a bunch of them there to the funeral. Well, it's a big family.
But the next morning, when I saw you then, you knew more about it.
That's right.
Have to drink that while it's hot.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Don't squeak his hair. We hadn't seen you, Miss Daisy.
Oh, we hadn't seen
in a few days.
Oh, yes.
Just missed last week.
Well, I don't know. Seemed like a good while. So much happens, Miss Daisy.
Didn't know what had happened to me.
So much happens, you know.
Ooh, all the time. Something happens. And I tell them we're in a miserable world now. Part of us is. Some of them can be happy. All the time, there's just so much going on all the time.
Yes.
I was standing in the store the other day, and Mr. Fred says to me, he says, Daisy, you know, my wife slipped down in the bathtub. He says she broke two or three ribs.
Oh, she did?
Yes, sir.
Well, I heard something about that, but I didn't know she...
Well, he told
that
me.
Serious?
Mm-hmm.
He told me.
Yeah.
She broke two or three ribs. So I asked him Saturday, how was she resting? He said, Daisy, she don't rest.
Oh,
he said she just painful all the time.
Oh, those
said
ribs.
She don't rest.
Yeah.
Well, I sure hate to hear that. He said, not as bad as I do. I said, you don't know how bad I hate it, and I don't know how bad you hate it.
Those ribs can give you misery.
Oh, he said she don't rest.
Guy Daisy says that Shep's aunt was the one who told them.
Oh, and then
just how it was. And see, she went over there where it was drowning her. Then she went back to Mickey Nopin, and she called the law, the police. When they come, I think they brought the undertaker with them. So she said it didn't take them no time to get him out. Course, she said right where the boat was. Well, then that's where they fish for him at. Just a little piece off the boat. And I think she said they threw that thing out there about three times. The third time they got him. And he was just as muddy. He was in the mud. He couldn't come up.
Well, now, that's what you were wondering about when Faye first checked with you down there. You just couldn't figure how it could happen.
That's right.
In such a shallow place.
That's right. But he was in them bonnets. She said that's where he went down, in them bonnets. And he had caught his fish, and I think the fish was in the boat. But he must have caught him a good while. Well, some of them said that the fish was dry. So they was afraid that they wasn't good, so they threw them back. I said, I wouldn't warn them no how. He died getting them, I don't know. He was 24 years old. I didn't know he was that old.
I didn't either.
24.
He liked to fish.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't see him no time since he's just a little boy working out here, Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. You're leading it to me.
Been a good while since I've seen him. Must be about 3 years.
He been off that long.
Mm-hmm. All the time goes. And you know when he was here, he was working or something. I didn't hardly see him. He didn't come around this way. Most of the time when they come to Doris's house.
Yeah.
And they stay there, and I was in my house. So I didn't see him.
Yes. Well, Shep wasn't much to visit.
Mm-mm. Shep was kind of odd. Looked like he could find something to do besides visit. Some kind of job or something like that. And he was quiet.
Yeah.
He didn't have too much to say.
I knew him when he was growing up, and as I look at it now, that sort of went against him, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
He, the fella talks just a little bit, you know more where, how to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
he didn't do much talking.
And you could, no. But if he is out with a crew,
mm-hmm.
It wouldn't matter.
He was fixing to try to help his mom get a house. to live in. I think the day before he was drowned, him and her, I don't know where they went, the killer went to Gainesville to see about some lumber. And she told me how George cried and went on and said this, all my help is gone. They don't, none of them can stop me but shit. He gone. I ain't got no help. I said, the devil want to help himself. I said, he don't help himself.
It mighty slow going on over there. It mighty slow. Getting any showing.
I feel like a chef had stayed here. If he had a lid, I believe there'd have been changes made different from that.
Yeah.
Because you see, he was going to buy the lumber and help to put it up.
Yeah.
The rest of them can't get George to do nothing. They've been trying to get him to build a house. Well, you ain't able to build it yourself. Let some of these companies build it. They just got up. In that little place where they stay, they just got a little half bed in there. And it's right up against the wall, and you got about that much walkway. And between, no, back then, that other little spot, he's something, I don't know what. But it just don't make sense for him to be that sorry. The next thing I think about it, it don't make sense for Marty to humble under him and see how he doing, because he won't do nothing, she don't try to do nothing. Whatever George say, and what do he say? No, not me.
And if he don't do nothing, she don't.
She ain't gonna do nothing. Mm-mm. Yeah. I feel like, he didn't have a wife, so I feel like and hope she'll get his insurance money. But you know, if she get it, that's the best place she could put it, in her house. Something what she'd have for Lumber George, gonna get all the people.
It's even if she gets it, it's still doubtful, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to it? They don't know yet what about the insurance.
No, I don't think they do. Well, rightly, I ain't talked with Marty much.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't asked her nothing, had no talk with him. I just asked her the other day, where was she going to serve him at? And she said, right here, in this yard.
Oh, yes, Faye came up that, yes, that was Friday when we come in.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and said that you was had that on your mind.
Uh-huh.
Where would they have the
they she decided to have it in the yard.
Yes, ma'am.
And not at the church.
Not at the church. She said she wasn't going down there to serve them. She was going to serve them right down the yard. She said Florida May wanted to take them to the dining room. And so she told him no, she didn't want them. I'm going to serve them right there. Well, you ain't got no place fixed and nothing. She told him, well, I'll serve on what I got fixed. And I think it was nice out there in the yard. It was a nice day and everything. Lots of folks like to eat outdoors. I do. When I get a chance. That's the way we served them. In the yard and under that little shed there to Doris' house when they buried my aunt.
Now, how was that, Daisy? Under Doris?
You know, Doris got a little
carport.
Shed,
yeah.
There. Well, we fed them there. Just had a table clean across there. We had chairs and benches and boards and whatnot, whatever they could sit on or stand. And we fed them like that. And everybody was happy.
And everybody could sit down.
That's right. So that's what Marty did. They had chairs up under that little shelter and a settee or something. And all the tables was down that end where the food was. Clean cross there, and kind of curved around. So the plates was there, and the food was there, and the forks and spoons and whatever you want to eat with, you just pick it up. Take your plate and go where you please. Some of them went to the cars, and some of them eat under them.
Oh, that's
some
right.
Out there in the yard, right by them.
That's right, they could sit in the cars, eat on the fender hood.
Yes.
Well, there was so many.
So many. Drove them.
And they just come from everywhere?
Everywhere. Dade City, Lakeland, Fort Lauderdale, New York, Jersey, all of them.
Yeah.
Now, Martha's daughter, one of them, she lived in New Jersey. So her and her family, they was here. Her sisters, and she got two sisters in New York, and their families, so they all come. But some of them, lots of them, went back yesterday evening and last night. But them from New Jersey, New York, and another place, I think they'll go Saturday.
Oh.
There was a pretty little girl down at Miss Daisy's house, Guy. I asked her who she was.
That's my granddaughter.
Oh, really?
That's my son's daughter.
Yeah.
Now, you see, before he married this girl's mother, this child was born, and they said he was her father. So I asked her to give it to me. So she did. I think she's about a month old. Might have been about 5 weeks old. She gave it to me. So I raised her. I kept her until she got like 15. funeral.
Yeah. And then her mother come to visit.
Yes, her mother come to visit. But her mother was so nice. Now, when her mother come here one time, well, she wanted to go back with her mother. But she wanted her mother to ask me to let her go. And her mother wouldn't do it. And she wasn't going to take her unless I said so. So, like the night, Sunday night, we come from church. Martha was living right down there below me then. That's where her mother was staying. And they all went on home. So, directly they come back. And she knocked on the door. I opened the door. I said, come in. Yeah, see, I said, you gonna stay with me tonight? That was her mother. She said, no. She said, she'll want to go home with me. And she want me to ask you to let her go. And I told her I wasn't going to do it. If she want to go, she can ask you. Because I'm not going to ask you to let she go home with me. If he needs her. So she looked fine and she said, Grandma, could I go back with Mother? I said, yeah. Go with your mom. Her mother said, well, why don't you thank her? Then she did. I says, how long are you going to stay? She said, I'll be back for long. I said, I said, you ain't going to come back. You ain't fooling me. I said, but one thing, I want to tell you, take care of yourself. Why is she there? I said, all right. I said, now what you going to do? What you think I'm going to do? I'm about your insurance and things. I'm going to get a job and I'm going to help you. I said, well said. She wasn't fooling me.
Yeah.
So she's been up ever since. But when she comes, she's very nice to me. Then sometime, once in a while, she used to send me a little money along. When she comes, she most all the time, she been coming on, what's going to happen this time? She give me money for, she do what she can, fixing on that house. Now, she'll paint it or she'll do something to it. Now, time before this last she was here, she bought that door, that screen door. And I come from work, she done bought and had it up. Oh, she just as smart as a cricket. So this last time she come, when I come from work, her and Elizabeth had done painted it inside. She bought the paint. She bought the paint and her and Elizabeth put it on.
That's nice, Mercedes. Now, how long has that been since she left?
Since she was here?
Uh-huh.
I think she said it's been 3 years since she was here. I know it's been a long time.
How old is she now?
How old is she? She's, she must be 30-something.
Yeah. So
she's 30-something years old.
It's been a long time since she left.
Yes, sir. It's been a long time since she left. She left here when she was about 15.
Yeah. And she never come back to live anymore.
She never come back here to live no more.
Yeah.
Now, who came in their car, did you say?
And no.
Your
the
grandma?
Car she come in.
Uh-huh.
Her and her brother and her mother. And I think her mother's sister.
Uh-huh.
They drove down.
I think it was about five or six of them come from up there. Yes, they drove. And he going back Saturday. He says Saturday morning or Saturday night. So I don't know. It's when they come back. But they got to go back, go to work. Of course, her mother, she don't work. She's not able to work.
Well, now you, Miss Daisy, this brings a lot of people in, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, you let somebody die and you can find a family. Most of them.
Now, that's a lot of work for people.
Mm-hmm.
But you think it's worth it?
Huh?
You think it's worth all the trouble?
No. I just don't know. But I tell them, they don't worry about you till you die.
Yeah.
Then when you die, everybody get in the resting, and you can't say a word. You don't even know they get. But that's just the way it goes.
Well, of course, the one that's left gets to see him. The one that's alive gets to see him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then it makes them feel better for you to come.
You think that, yes. Well, now that'd be worthwhile, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. I went to see my sister Sunday before last. She's getting along just fine. You know, every time I'd get a letter from her, well, sister, I'm up and around, but not well. Well, the children stayed there to say, Mama, say you ought to go see Aunt Lucy. She said, I said, Lucy ain't sick. I said, that's a lie. I said, that's Lucy's lie. I said, she ain't sick. I said, now she's been under the doctor for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Every time she write me, she went to the doctor. So last letter she wrote, and she was up, but she had to go to the doctor, so I answered the letter, and I said, well, the doctor ain't going to never dismiss you. So you've been going to the doctor and going to the doctor. She ain't never answered that. So I went down there, and I went to see her. She's up there just as fat as a bear. I said, how you doing today? She said, I feel very well. I said, why don't you say I'm well? I said, every letter I get, you still under the doctor. I said, what's the matter with you? I said, what the doctor say? She said, I ain't sick. I said, I told him you wasn't sick. I said, I told his children. I said, Luce ain't sick. She always said, when she got old enough to draw her Social Security money, that's what she was going to live on. She was going to live on what the government gave. So she told me Sunday, she said, I ain't going to work. She said, as long as the government helped me, she said, I'm going to sit down and appreciate it. I said, do you know the government ain't got a dime to give you but what he take from working folks? I said, the government ain't got nothing but what he take from working folks. I said, you know, from here and go to work. She says, you working? I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to work as long as I can make a piece of day. I said, I'm going to go make it. I said, if I feel like I get strong enough to make a hole, and I'll make a hole and never get a chance. She said to me, she said, well, that's you. You don't know how to appreciate nothing. I said, I so don't, and I don't appreciate nobody's role. I said, anybody can work and just sit down and wait for the government to hand them something. I said, he ain't got a thing to hand you till he take it from the man and the woman that works. I said, that's where the government gets what he gives you from. Government don't work.
Now that was your sister.
Yes, that was my sister. And he put two of us.
Yeah.
She's the baby.
Oh. She expects you to
Oh yes.
She, give her the down the country.
Oh, she don't get mad. If she do, she don't show it.
But
Mr. Mars, I just get sick of folks just sitting down, and then some of them brag about it. So the government taking care of me. Government ain't doing nothing but hand it to you. He take it from me and hand it to you.
That I don't know. People figure curious sometimes, don't they?
Yeah.
You see, I didn't know whether I was going to have to go in this morning or not. And Faith came down there yesterday or the day before. And yesterday you were tied down, she said.
Down what?
Down to your house.
Who?
You couldn't get away. You was.
Yes, did.
Yeah.
I went to the funeral. Yes, did.
Well, you didn't go yesterday morning.
No. But I was fixing the den.
Oh.
Yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I had to cook and cast some round there to help to feed them. Yes, yes.
Oh, you had some potato. What was that?
That good potato pie.
Oh, you made some potato pie for me?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know you got to feed them.
Yeah.
And one family can't feed all. So the community helps.
Oh, the whole community takes part.
Yes, sir. It takes a part in it. All of them, everybody brings something or sends something to help feed them.
I see. So you and Doris?
Yes, sir. Me and Doris. Oh, I don't know who all is, but all I know, they had plenty of it there. But who brought it, I don't know.
Yeah. And you had some sweet potato pie.
Yes. I had sweet potato pie, cake, fried chicken, beans, turnip greens.
Oh,
that's what I had to take.
Yeah. Greens and green beans and turnip greens.
String beans. Fred had some down to the store Saturday. He had some nice wax beans down there. So I thought about it and I got some. Mm-hmm. Got up yesterday in the morning and I cooked some.
Mm-hmm. So you've had this on your mind ever since Thursday, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, I know I had to do it. I know I had to do it. So Doris, she got up early yesterday morning and finished hers before she went to work. Then she went to work till 12 o'clock, and she come home. And she carried around here, but she had to help to serve them. It was her and two women from Bowdoin. They stayed to the house. So to receive the food as it come in, store it away where they could get it.
Now you don't, they don't eat out with various people.
Who?
Nobody comes over to eat with you, say, Doris.
No.
You just all take the food over there.
All take it over there. And you know, Mr. Miles, I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
I'd rather take it over there and put it with that other and to have them come home. Well, you see, when I carry them too.
Yeah.
I don't have them dishes to wash and all that cleaning up to do.
Yeah.
See, they have paper plates and they got boxes and cans and things and to get through. They put the trash in there.
Yeah.
Dishes is washed.
Yes. Well, now that's from Tuesday. That's from Thursday until Tuesday, Miss Daisy.
What?
That you all have had this on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Was that late?
That's right.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Almost a week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them wanted her to put it off until Sunday. Some of the family, George's sister, Florida May, the main one, put it off to Sunday. But she said no. Just as quick, the undertaker couldn't make arrangements to bury him. She wanted him buried. I said, that's the thing to do. I said, when you get him buried, I said, you'll be through. He'll soon be forgotten. But as long as you keep him hanging and sitting around, that keeps you thinking.
Yeah.
But when they bury him, you know he done. You're through. I don't see no sense in keeping him out the ground weeks and 2 weeks at the time like that, when you could just go on, why, if you could bear them the next day, that would suit me better.
Yeah.
Get it all over with as quick as you can.
Well, now, as far back as you can remember, they've done it this same way. They've kept them out.
Kept them out?
Uh-huh.
Like this?
Yeah.
As far back as I can remember? No, sir. Because, you see, I remember when I didn't hear no telewalk on the taker Paul. On the taker didn't have nothing to do with him. If he died, he was bathed and dressed and laid out in his house. On boards, they had long boards in their feet, something like that. Lay them out on there, put a sheet on them. If he died today, they buried him tomorrow. Came to the cemetery in a wagon. That's far as I can remember back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they would sit up there at that house all night. The body back here somewhere, and you back here. Drink coffee. Whatever you want to do back then. But in the morning, it would come somebody there in a wagon and get that body out. 4 or 5 men, put him in there, came on to the cemetery and buried him.
No coffin?
Awesome. But, oh, Mr. Miller, I remember way back then when they didn't buy the coffin. They made them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Made them in line. And that's what you were buried in.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that been a long time?
Seemed a long time, don't it?
But isn't that a better way?
What?
Isn't that a better way to do it?
That's, I think so, Miss Mott. I think if they were doing it now, it'd come out better.
You wouldn't have to pay every week on your burial insurance.
Right.
That's a lot of money goes into that, Miss Daisy.
Into the funeral services?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, my lord.
Now, you've been paying on that. How long you been paying on your burial insurance?
Some of my insurance?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Just look at how much money you got in that.
Mm-hmm. And still, you know, I pay such a little bit, I ain't got enough hardly to bury me. After all.
The price keeps going up.
Keep going up. Keep going up. And used to didn't be no price.
Yeah.
Somebody had lumber, they'd give you enough lumber.
Oh, yeah.
To make a coffin. Well, that was just as well, Mr. Marley's paying $500 and $700 for a casket. You got to buy the ground to bury them.
At a big price.
That's right. You got to buy it. Now, I don't know, and I don't try to find out what they doing and what they want with money now on that spot down there. By that church.
Yeah.
Because you see, years ago, when my mother was with me, they claimed that Fred sold them a half an acre or acre or something down there. Well, they was asking everybody in the settlement to pay $10 to help to pay for the ground out there. All right. I paid 10, Ben paid 10, my mama paid 10, and my aunt paid 10. All right, now here come Doris and Buddy with their 10. I told them I ain't studying. Well, so I ain't studying. I said, we done paid for more ground it's going to take to bury us. Already, because there ain't but a few of us left to be buried. I said, well, what do he want now? You know, Lloyd is chief. He's always the head of getting it, if he get it. So here sometime, been a long time ago, we was talking. I believe it was Bessie. It was either Bessie or Liza, the woman. Said, well, before you come to this country. So they bought a barren spot on the other side of that road. So Mary Jackson was keeping the money at that time. And they bought it over there where Fred got a pastor. Seemed to me like she told me they bought it from Mr. Hester or Mr. Somebody. Oh, they didn't get it from Fred because it didn't belong. And I think that was Liza told me that. Said, well, where is that money? Now we got to buy more. I said, well, then you don't know. I said, but me and you both know one thing. We won't get it from Mag. Because Mag's gone. I said, they should have got it while she was living and used it. I said, no, I don't know what Mag done with it. But I ain't gonna pay no more. I feel like we done paid enough. I ain't gonna pay no more. Me, my mama, and my aunt, and my husband, that's going to take a good little space for Buddy. He's a big thing. Well, he done paid what it cost to pay.
Yeah, in the beginning.
In the beginning. You got to go in this morning?
Not until later. Not until later. Where was...
Oh, they got to pay so much, Miss Daisy. Now you take... The boys got paying on their burial insurance.
Who?
Well, Samuel.
Oh.
He'll start paying on it, won't he?
Said so he'll start paying on it. Well, I guess when his ma and daddy paid here when the first thing first began, well, that paid for his spot.
For his burial insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his insurance, you see.
Oh, yes. He got his insurance.
But now, you see, they start young, and just look how long it runs.
All it was.
And they got other things to use that for.
That's right. Sure.
Now, I put this on the wrong, this channel one, right. Now, it is supposed to be Buster's on channel two, right. It's just a little bit that I ruined. It's the late, about dark, the 6th of May 1971. This is Thursday night, the 6th of May 1971, and the end of Buster's visit around 8:80. I guess this is a big machine, I don't know. And this is, I thought Buster'd come back, but he didn't make it. He came back the next morning, Friday morning, after we went to the office.
From the noise I heard it making late night. Needs lots more done.
They had plenty of advice, I noticed.
Oh, yes. Well, it's more in taking care of what you get than it is in getting it. When it's fixed, they don't take no care of them. It's got to go as long as it will go. Both of them.
Yeah.
His and hers. And both of them set up out there over a week. Now one wouldn't go. One side the road and one in the yard. So they got Doris's to going now. But it's not put. She's scared of it. She looked for it to put her down anywhere. It's just money. And I think it cost them over $100 what they done.
Yeah.
To. I heard a man say one time, and I'll agree with him. He used to be my insurance agent. He come down one time, had him a new car. I said, oh, what a pretty car. I said, that's what money's good for. Buy what you want. I said, now that other car was pretty nice. You done got tired of riding it, got you a new one. He said, Dave, I didn't get tired of riding in it. So, but I got tired of it riding me. He said, any time a car start costing you $25 and $50 a week or every other week to get it fixed, then the best thing you can do, get it fixed and trade it.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Swap it in and buy you a new one. And I'll agree with that. They done spent enough money on them to done bought two new ones. Well, they get them on time. They pay so much down on them and then pay on them monthly. That's the way they get them.
And they never have any money, Miss Daisy.
No, they don't have no money.
No.
They don't have no money. All of them broke this morning. Ain't got nothing.
You take, here's these fellas working They got plenty.
Who they?
But they haven't.
Well, I know them ain't. They ain't got none. And I can't understand that. That's one thing I can't figure out. All of them get good wages. All of them. Dodge me. $10 a day. Well, now, when she work on a Saturday like that, I think she makes about $13 or $14 a day. Of course, she go early and she stays late. I think James said he made $56 a week. Samuel, I think he makes about 80-some dollars a week. And I don't make that much in 2 months.
Mm-mm. Oh, they make money, Miss Daisy.
They make money. And what did that part about? The main thing they should try to take care of is just as often off as it is on. That's the insurance. And he never catches it up. No time. Sometime they pay on it. Well, I'll catch it up next week.
Yeah.
Next week don't come. Not to catch it. And they sure ain't got nothing. If they don't try to pay a little insurance to help them, if something should run, none of this look like Shep. Now, he hadn't belonged it to Uncle Sam. They couldn't have buried it. Mm-mm. Martha, she tries to care a little insurance. But George don't.
George don't even try?
No, sir. And I have known her. I guess she don't ask him. Now, I know I'd have been done stopped asking him. But helping her with the insurance, he didn't have to have no insurance. And Cuss said, they can just throw me out there anyway. If they can stand to smell me, when I start stinking, I can stand to lay there and stink.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Ooh. I said, well, Martha, I said, I wouldn't ask him no more. I said, because I wouldn't want to hear that. I wouldn't want him to hear me say that. But, I tell you, we're in this war. We don't know what's going to happen to us. And don't know when it's going to happen.
Well, that sounds like Patterson.
Hmm?
Patterson won't buy him any insurance either, will he?
So he won't. I don't know what folks mean like that. Now, if somebody got money, you know, to take care of themselves, well, then it's all right for them. But somebody ain't got nothing but that. That's the only bank they got. Their little insurance money. So,
that I didn't know George was like Patterson Burnett.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. In a way, he don't like no insurance. George is just pure nasty. He's just a nasty man. He's a nice looking man.
Now that's around 9:75:80 in the end of Chan Wan Rite of Miss Daisy's visit this Wednesday morning, the 6th of May 1970. Wednesday morning, the 6th of May 1970. Continuation of Miss Daisy's visit, and this is towards the end of Chan Wan Rite. On, I guess this is on the big machine, I don't know. Of the end, continuation of Miss Daisy's visit this Wednesday morning, the 6th of May, 1970.